This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio tomorrow at 11 a.m. This will be the 125th episode of this monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast live on the entire network of All India Radio and Doordarshan, the website of All India Radio News, and the news on mobile app. It will also be broadcast live on the YouTube channels of All India Radio News, Doordarshan News, Prime Minister's Office, and Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called for setting up committees of state legislatures on the welfare of the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes in all the states and union territories. Speaking at the valedictory session of the two-day National Conference of Chairpersons of the Committees of Parliament and State Legislatures on the Welfare of the Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribes at Bhubaneswar today, Mr. Birla said the Parliament Committee must recommend it for such committees in the states. As part of the three-day National Sports Day celebration and to promote physical fitness, the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, today participated in the badminton game at Rajiv Gandhi University, Rono Hills, Doimukh. Speaking on the occasion, Governor said that the youth of Arunachal Pradesh are bringing glory to the state and the nation with their remarkable achievements at both the national and international levels. He emphasized the need for systematic talent scouting to nurture the potential of the young generations of the state. The governor reminding India's bid to host the Commonwealth Games in 2030 and the Olympic Games in 2036 urged the youth of the state, particularly budding sportsperson, to prepare themselves with dedication and determination. The State Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, along with Commissioner WCD and Handicrafts Mimun Taing, Secretary Skill Development Bulo Mamu, and Deputy Director ICDS Machigao, today visited Oju Welfare Association at B Sector in Naharlagan. The Chief Secretary and the Commissioners took a tour of various Oju run establishments. They also visited Cutting and Tailoring Vocational Center. Further, the Chief Secretary distributed the certificates to passing out 9th batch students. He also interacted with the students. In his address, he urged for vocational trainings which has potential in Arunachal Pradesh and can generate more employment and increase in income. Later, the Chief Secretary proceeded for Oju Mission School at Papu Nala. A 2-point memorandum for reintroduction of the embroidery and the beauty parlor courses for women was presented to the Chief Secretary. Further, he also planted a sapling under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam in the school campus. Arunachal Chief Minister Pema Khandu took stock of the progress of the Hunli Huiliang route of the Frontier Highway. Sharing the news on a social media post, he said, once completed, the highway will not only open new horizons for tourism but also provide a strong strategic link connecting Lower Dibang Valley with Lohit and Anjo, strengthening national security. He was joined by Minister of Land Management Balu Raja, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, PCCF, and MLA Teju, Dr. Mohesh Chai, joined through VC. Chief Minister Pema Khandu reviewed preparations for the 3rd Northeast Aviation Summit along with Minister Balu Raja. On a social media post of the CM, shared that on 4th September in Itanagar will work on a roadmap to strengthen the aviation sector and create real opportunities for the people of the Northeast. Taking note that protected cultivation of high-value crops using low-cost structures of polyhouses is beneficial for farmers in hill regions, ICAR Vivekananda Parvatya Krishi Anusandhan Sanstha Almora under the Northeastern Hill Program in collaboration with Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Tawang, visited Khinmei and Gyankhar villages on 27th and 28th August 2025 to monitor the performance of the 30VL portable polyhouses they had distributed to progressive vegetable growing farmers last year. During interaction with the farmers, expressed enthusiasm towards the protected cultivation. A total of 30 farmers from both villages participated. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.